I've never had to deal with something that people were so torn about. You're either 100% a loyal fan or you think it's the worst thing in the world. You may remember a few weeks ago, we got this call.
If you buy anything from Temu, that's all I need to know about you.
I haven't bought anything yet. I don't know anything about the stuff, except it's like basically a budget Amazon, right? Or no?
I was on there this week, and there was a couple things I thought about buying. They're dirt cheap. If they're the real thing, like, that's crazy.
But are they the real thing? Who knows about this? If somebody knows about Temu, can you please call us? And a lot of people called.
Oh, yeah, they called. And not only did they call, they were excited about it. Like, the people that I run into that order from Temu, whatever it is, we're not even sure.
We don't know.
They're really fired up about it. And then they have the Super Bowl commercials.
And everybody was going
and
there.
I was like, they gotta be legit, right?
So here's one of the emails I got. Dear Anna, I use Temu a lot and I've gotten great snow boots, gloves, PJ sweaters, sneakers. My brother orders from there too. They're legit and they have great stuff. Jen, let me read a text from my Aunt Rita. Hi, Anna. If you really want to know about Temu, don't buy any clothes. The material is so cheap, I threw it in the garbage, and also they stole my credit card information, LOL. What?
Immediately you go to an accent.
I mean, my aunt has an accent.
And the other one could have had an accent, too. You don't know. You could have just made one up for them. Right?
I know my aunt. I love her.
Yeah, you know? Okay. You know what? Again, people are really fired up on one side or the other. I ran into a guy. He was telling me about all the stuff he bought for his Harley on there, and he would not stop talking to me about it.
All right. Well, here's the thing. If you remember, a couple weeks ago, we said we were going to buy stuff. We were talking about this. So on March 8th, 2 weeks ago today, I placed an order for $55.89. We ordered steel-toe shoes.
Steel-toed sneakers.
Right.
Yeah.
Because we were going to put them on producer Sean, and then we were going to smash his toes with a hammer to see if it hurts.
Ironically, he broke his toes like 5 days after that. We're still going to do it, Sean, when they come in.
They're never coming in.
Yeah, okay. Relax.
All right. Then we ordered some kind of instrument because they said that you're supposed to be able to get instruments for really cheap. So I found a cool instrument. I ordered that. And I don't even know what the third thing was because here's the thing. After a week, I'm like, where's my Temu order?
Yeah.
And then it was 10 days. And then earlier this morning, I go, it's 2 weeks. I ordered this 2 weeks ago. So I go on the website. There is no record of my order.
Really?
Yeah. I went to all my emails. I never have any confirmation or anything.
Well, wait a minute. Did your charge card get charged?
Yes. And the smartest thing I did was that I paid through PayPal because I was like, well, if people are saying their credit card information is getting stolen, let me go through PayPal because it's really easy to refute and to like, you know, to go against something.
Yes.
So I did.
Yes.
So I'm on their website. I have the order number. I have everything because I have the printout from PayPal from when like the order went through and all that. Thank goodness I didn't expense it yet. Because it never came.
Oh, no. You should expense it. I would do that. You know, it feels like a rebate, right? Like something's going to show up after 7 weeks or something.
Well, like it was
supposed. It's not a good policy, by the way.
And like you get so used to Amazon where it's like the 2-day prime where it gets there that it just shows up. You even forgot like from 2 days ago what you ordered.
Well, that's the demand that we have, though, of the things that we order from. I mean, for 2 weeks, you should have gotten something.
Well, it said like when it said the estimated delivery, I was kind of bummed because it said like max delivery 5 to 10 days. I'm like, 10 days? That's ridiculous. Well, it's 2 weeks later. It's not here. And now I go to the website and there's no order. No. Now what? I don't know. I think Sierita was right. She was right.
Could have been user error, though.
No! I have the printout in my hand!
Okay. Mm-hmm.